أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمورهن على جيوبهن صدق الله العظيم. This is the beginning or a portion of ayah number 31 of Surah An-Nur. In the previous ayah, Surah 30, we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to command the believers, that is the believing men, to lower their gaze and to safeguard the chastity. In this ayah, ayah number 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the same matter at the very beginning of the ayah with regards to the mu'minat, to the believing woman, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about various aspects of the hijab and the satr, the awrah of a woman, etc. Before we go into the ayah itself, just a very brief overview is that the first verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed with regards to the hijab and the emerging of a woman from her home, a code of dress, what should be covered, what should not be covered, was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, that according to the commentators were revealed either in the third or the fifth year of the Hijrah, but by and large most of them agree it was at the time of the Nikah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that took place on the fifth year of the Hijrah. These ayat that we are discussing took place at the time of the Waqia Ifk that we had discussed, the incident of slander against our mother Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that was in the sixth year of the Hijrah. So obviously the first point that we should remember is that this is not the first ayah in order of revelation that was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second aspect that we should understand is that in total there are 7 ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed with regards to the hijab and the satr and the awrah and the covering of a woman. And there are these ayat and 4 verses in Surah Al-Ahzab, and there are about 70 ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam which deal and discuss the subject matter. So having understood that, we will now begin to understand some parts of these ayat that are related and interrelated to the ayats of Surah Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the believing woman, يَغْضُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ, that they should lower their gazes, وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ, and they should safeguard their chastity. Now with regards to this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the same command to the men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the same command to the women, and we discussed this, that there is a great amount and a great deal of emphasis in separating the address between the men and women. There is a great deal of emphasis in commanding our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make the address. Here, one very important aspect should be remembered is in the form of a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two of the Azwajul Mutahharat, two of our mothers, Hazrat Maymuna and Hazrat Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, both of them entered a place in which the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a blind Sahabi. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them that they should cover themselves. In other words, they should make complete hijab. And this is also one very important aspect. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you ask them, the Azwajul Mutahharat, any pertinent matter, then ask them from behind the hijab. The hijab refers to a screen or a barrier between two people. And today we understand hijab to be putting on a scarf So one should understand that when we speak about hijab in the Shariat, as far as the technicalities and the terms are concerned, it is not just about donning a scarf, but it is to be behind a screen or totally and completely cover oneself. So hence Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that you too should put on your hijab. So these Azwajul Mutahharat, our mothers, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he is blind, he cannot see us. So if he is blind, he cannot see us, there is no real need to make hijab. So hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, Afa umyawani antuma, are the two of you also blind that you do not want to put on the hijab? So obviously there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the Azwajul Mutahharat, our mothers, that even in that instance you should not be looking at him. So hence that is one group of ulama that quote that hadith and say that it is not permissible for a woman to look at a man even if that person is blind. She should also protect and safeguard her gaze. On the other hand, we find a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that on one occasion in Masjid al-Nabawi, there were some people of Arabic, African descent and origin that were playing some games in outside the masjid, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam watched them, and Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also watched. And at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop her. They were men. And to this extent, we find in the hadith that when she became tired of standing, then she placed her chin on the Mubarak shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that point in time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not stop her. So there we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam allowed one of our mothers, one of the wives, to look. And on the other hand, we find Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam stopped two of the Azwaj from looking at a blind Sahabi. So from there we find there is no contradiction in the hadith, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shows a lot of emphasis that in so far as taqwa is concerned, in so far as piety is concerned, spiritual elevation is concerned, it is best for a woman not to look at a man at all. But if she looks, then that will be permissible, provided they are not in close proximity to each other, according to some of the muhaddithin. But all the ulama have agreed that as far as a lustful glance is concerned, a glance of passion is concerned, a glance of ill intention is concerned, that also is not permissible for a woman to look at a man. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ, and they should safeguard their chastity, just as it is incumbent upon a man to safeguard his chastity, it is equally incumbent upon a woman to safeguard her chastity. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.